And here we are, smack dab in the middle of your work week in the holiday season, Wednesday, December the 11th, 2019, 13 minutes past the hour. And you know what I just realized? I did not turn on the Christmas tree here in the studio. Hold on. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a little something for it. Well, you know what? Just hold on. I'm going to turn on the Christmas tree. It makes the room a little brighter. I cannot believe I forgot to turn the Christmas tree on this morning. Ah, there, the room's lit up now. Now we're having a good time here on this Wednesday, December the 11th, 2019. Now, this date, the reason I repeated that date twice, this date has some significance to me. And I want to tell you about this date in just a second, but there's some other things I wanted to talk about. Hot off the presses this morning, tradition since 1927. Time Magazine announces their Person of the Year. And this year, the Person of the Year for Time Magazine is the 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg, I think is how you say her name. She's been named the 2019 Time Person of the Year, beating out President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the Hong Kong protesters. Those were the top choices this year. President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and the Hong Kong protesters, and Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old climate activist. Those were your top choices. And your 2019 Person of the Year, Time Magazine, is Greta Thunberg. So that's kind of interesting. I'm happy for her, being a 16-year-old girl, to get that accolade. I don't know if there's ever been anybody younger than her. We'd have to look into that. But that Time Magazine Person of the Year has been going on a long time. You know, Hitler was Person of the Year one time, so that's not necessarily a title where you have to be a good person. But I think in this particular case with Greta Thunberg, it's probably for her good deeds this past year. You know, here's what I don't understand, and maybe somebody can explain this to me. I do not understand why climate change is political. I don't understand that. I mean, I understand why other issues are political. I totally understand that. I totally get why people get political on just about everything else. But I don't understand why climate change has become a political thing. That based upon which party you're in, that's how you feel about climate change. I don't understand that. I think you just have to look at the facts and believe what you want to believe when it comes to climate change. But, you know, we had on, I wish I could remember her name, but it was a climate expert. I believe it was earlier this year or late last year. And she was not political at all. Certainly not a politician or anything of that nature. But my goodness, the stuff that she said that could happen, I mean, it's really frightening because when it comes to climate change, I was always told that if we don't do something, then the kids that are born years from now are going to suffer, that we are never going to see the effects of climate change. Well, the climate expert I had on said that if something's not done, I think she said in the next few years, that we could start to see major changes that were going to affect people within the next 10 years, within the next 20 years. Well, guess what? I plan to be alive in the next 10 and 20 years. So I just don't know. I don't know why that's a political thing. I don't know why there's so much argument over that. I wish maybe we would all just do our own research, forget about the politics, and go in and do our own research, talk to scientists, talk to people who know something about climate change, and figure it out. But whether you support or do not support what 16-year-old Greta Thunberg did, you've got to say that a 16-year-old who has the gumption to get out and support what she wants to support certainly deserves to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Even if you disagree with her, you've got to say at 16 years old, to be that active is great. Because how many times do we say, oh, this generation, they're not like the other generations. They don't get out and do things. They don't protest. They don't have anything that's important to them. Well, some of them do. Matter of fact, I think a great number of them do, and there you go. Greta Thunberg, 16-year-old climate activist named Person of the Year, beating out President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and the Hong Kong protesters. How about that? So there you go. Does anybody have any feeling on that? I'd really like to know the opinion on this one. Do you think that that's a good choice, Greta Thunberg? Is that a good feel-good choice for Time Magazine's Person of the Year? 740-383-9944. And does anybody understand why climate change, why a scientific thing has become a political issue? Is it because of the money that is being spent or wants to be spent on climate change? Is that why it's political? I don't really get why it's political. But such is life. But do you like the choice? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, something I enjoyed yesterday, and I hope you caught the program yesterday. We had Cousin Brucey on, legendary New York DJ, currently on Sirius XM Channel 6, twice a week, 5 p.m. Wednesdays. He'll be on tonight. And 8 p.m. on Saturdays. And we talked about Christmas music. And boy, did I have a lot of fun with that. A matter of fact, that 45 minutes went by so fast that even at the end, we were still grabbing for times. But what are your... Have you ever sat down and made a list of what your favorite Christmas music is, which is essentially what Cousin Brucey and I did? And the list that I came up with, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, Santa Baby... The Christmas Song, which is my absolute favorite, 1945, Mel Torme. Let's see, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, that's a fun one. Silver Bells with Bob Hope, which is probably my second favorite song. It's just a great song, 1950. I believe that song was introduced in a movie called The Lemon Drop Kid. You know, I don't think I've ever seen The Lemon Drop Kid. I don't even know if it's a Christmas movie. But that's where Bob Hope introduced Silver Bells, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda Lee. I really like What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder. I did not realize that was released in 1967. We've had that song for quite a while now. But that's a really jazzy, kind of poppy song. You hear that in the background of a lot of commercials on television this time of year. I think years ago, Old Navy, when they were at the height of being a very popular show, use that that song, What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder, 1967, quite a bit. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney, 1979. That's only been around 40 years this year. Now, people say that's the worst Paul McCartney song there ever was. And maybe it was, because Paul McCartney has done a lot of great songs. He did a lot of great songs with the Beatles. He's done a lot of great songs in his solo career. He did a lot of great songs with his wife, Linda. But I don't know. I like Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I know Paul McCartney still makes a lot of money every year when it's played at Christmas time. I know it's on the Muzak at all of the department stores. And isn't it interesting? Have you ever listened to the Muzak? Now, there are certain songs, even though they're popular, that they will not play on the Muzak. Like, you will never hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer on the Muzak. Now, I don't know if that's because... that it's a funny song and it's talking about a weird topic. I don't know why that never makes the Muzak, but then there are songs that are always on the Muzak in the department stores, and one of those is Paul McCartney. What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder is usually on the Muzak. What's another one that they play on the Muzak all the time? There's quite a few. But you don't like Eartha Kitt, you don't hear Santa Baby usually on the Muzak. Now, I'm not saying it's never been there, but you don't hear a whole lot of it. And then you've got probably the most recent Christmas song that really took off, which is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Now, they play that on the Muzak all the time, and that's a little, you know, that's in the Eartha Kitt Santa Baby vein. It's talking about something a little more risque than just Santa Claus and Rudolph and Frosty and... I don't know. What's your list? What song gets you in the Christmas spirit? 740-383-9944. Now, one that I did not put on the list yesterday that I really like, but it does not get played a whole lot, and I don't know why, is The First Noel. Now, To me, when a song is played at church or a really meaningful Christmas song, I love the first Noel. Now, a lot of people always gravitate towards Silent Night, and there's certainly nothing wrong with Silent Night. It's a great song. It's a lot of people's favorite song. I understand why that is. It's a very touching, great song. No doubt about it, Silent Night. But I wish sometimes that they would play the first Noel, because the first Noel, I also think is a great song. I think it's a great tune. And if you haven't heard the first Noel, I'm surprised how many people haven't heard it. That's what shocks me. Everybody knows Silent Night, but very few people know the first Noel. The first Noel is a great, great holiday song. So I would say my top three are probably the Christmas song, followed by Silver Bells, followed by the first Noel, and then probably Santa Baby is in there somewhere. Oh, and I also like the Darlene Love song, Santa Baby, Please Come Home, just because Darlene Love is still around and she still performs this, and it's a really upbeat song. It was really, I think, one of the first rock and roll Christmas songs. And I don't know. The lyrics to Santa Baby, Please Come Home, I mean, you kind of get the gist of what the song is about, but it's just the tempo and the music and how fast it's moving is what makes that song great. So those were the things we talked about with Cousin Brucey yesterday. And of course, he talked about the all-time classics like Rudolph and Frosty and Here Comes Santa Claus and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That's a great one by Andy Williams that we play a lot of. That's a great song. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. We Need a Little Christmas. That's a great song that actually comes from MAME on Broadway. A lot of these songs originated in weird places. Like, who would have thought Silver Bells by Bob Hope originated in a movie that I don't even think is about Christmas? I don't know what The Lemon Drop Kid was about. Has anybody ever seen The Lemon Drop Kid? What is that movie about? And why does Bob Hope sing Silver Bells in it? Does anybody know? And I'm trying now to go over Silver Bells, the lyrics, in my brain. Is there any... Well, yeah, it says it's Christmas time in the city. Is The Lemon Drop Kid about Christmas? And is that the right movie? I believe it's The Lemon Drop Kid, where he introduced Silver Bells. Am I right about that? Somebody check up on me, and if you've seen The Lemon Drop Kid, I know a lot of you are fans of the older movies. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I like talking about Christmas music. I think it's kind of one of the cool things that there is to talk about. Now, we still do have our trivia here. We did very well with our trivia yesterday, and it's kind of fun. So we'll run through some of this here this morning. Don't forget, we've got a whole day of programming here on WWGH Radio. We've got the Charlie Evers Show this morning from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. We've got A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. We have got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then we have got the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7. So a full slate of programming today here on WWGH Radio. You're not going to want to miss For Love Nor Money as we head into the holiday season. 26 minutes past the hour on this morning. Let's see. Here's the questions we have. Now, of the first batch of questions, we only have one left. And I'm kind of surprised we have this one left, because you've got a 1 in 50 chance of getting this one right. You could just guess a state, and it might be the right answer. But here's the question. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? 1 in 50 chance of getting that one right. Has anybody figured that one out yet? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? That question is still out there. Now, as far as our Grinch trivia goes, we have five of these answered. We've only got two left. Two left as far as Grinch trivia goes. Now, here are the two questions we've got left as far as the Grinch goes. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? So basically, all we need to know, what did the Grinch like least of all about Christmas? Does anybody know that one? And then the other Grinch question we still have left, how did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? You know, the Grinch was trying to stop Christmas. He was trying to steal Christmas. But does anybody know how the Grinch knew that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Those are the two Grinch questions left. What did the Grinch like least of all about Christmas? And how did the Grinch know he had not stopped Christmas from coming? What triggered that? 740-383-9944. Then we have the trivia questions I came up with in my own head on Sunday night. Now, I don't think we've got any of these answered yet at all. In A Garfield Christmas, which is a cartoon version of, it's just a half-hour cartoon Garfield Christmas. It was made in the 80s. What famous actress was the voice of Garfield's grandmother? Does anybody know that? What famous actress was the voice of Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Who was Mrs. Santa Claus? A few years ago, there was a big production, a movie, with live people in it, that was made about Mrs. Santa Claus. Does anybody know in that movie who Mrs. Santa Claus was? Famous actress, she's still alive. Does anybody know who Mrs. Santa Claus was? This is probably my favorite question, and I can't believe nobody's gotten this one yet. All the McDonald's restaurants used to do something at Christmas, sell something, that they do not sell anymore. But every Christmas, for a long time, McDonald's used to sell something, but they only did it at Christmas. Does anybody know what McDonald's used to sell, but only at Christmas time? I'll be surprised if somebody gets this. You'd have to go into the recesses of your mind to pull this one out. Johnny Carson, on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, in the last few years he was on the air, did a version of The 12 Days of Christmas with Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen. And he kind of changed the lyrics of The 12 Days of Christmas to kind of do it in his own way. What did Johnny kind of change the lyrics to? You don't have to sing the song, and you don't have to get it exactly right, but what was the gist of the change of The 12 Days of Christmas that Johnny Carson made for his version of The 12 Days of Christmas? Does anybody know that? Then we've got a Bob Hope question here, because Bob Hope did Christmas shows dating back to the radio days. What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Does anybody know that? Aside from Thanks for the Memories, he probably sang this song more than any other song in the history of his specials. What was Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? He used to sing it every year during the Christmas special. In 1999, going back a little ways here, 20 years, there was a concert held on Christmas Eve in Central Park in New York. It was part of a television show called The Early Show. It was one of those early morning news programs. And in 1999, they had the original singer of a Christmas song come out and sing that Christmas song live on the air. Does anybody know who that performer was? So you got to remember, this person was alive in 1999 and obviously still well enough to get up and do a performance in Central Park on Christmas Eve. Who was that person? Who gave that Christmas concert in 1999 in Central Park doing a Christmas song that they had originated? Does anybody know? And then our final question in this bunch of questions. Who was Santa Claus at the White House every year for their White House Christmas lighting? It was a very famous television personality. Who used to portray Santa Claus every year at the White House Christmas tree lighting that was a famous television star? I don't know who they get to do Santa now at the White House, but years ago, it was a very famous television star who every year used to be Santa Claus when they would light the Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. Now, you probably have to figure that this person was located in the Washington, D.C. area or pretty close. But it was a very famous television star. Who was that? 740-383-9944 if you have an answer to any of those questions. We still have tickets left for the Columbus Zoo Wild Lights. Those are good through the first of the year. And we have all those questions. So if you'd like tickets to the zoo lights, we have those. Or if you would just like to call in and answer the questions, that would be great as well. Does anybody know who was Santa Claus at the White House? For many, many years, a television star. Does anybody know the famous singer of a Christmas song who gave a concert in 1999 in Central Park? Does anybody know Bob Hope's favorite Christmas song? Does anybody know Johnny Carson's 12 Days of Christmas, what he did to it? What was the version he did? What did McDonald's restaurants all across the country used to sell at Christmas time, but they only sold them at Christmas? Who was Mrs. Santa Claus in a big movie production just a few years ago? Who portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus? In the animated feature A Garfield Christmas, what actress portrayed the voice of Garfield's grandmother? Does anybody know that? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Does anybody know that? How did the Grinch know he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? What was the thing the Grinch liked least of all about the Christmas holiday? And finally, which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Does anybody know that? Those are the questions on the table right now. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
My voice goes in and out.
Well, that's okay. People might think our signal's just going in and out if your voice is going in and out.
There you go. That's the way it goes, isn't it?
So you've got, do you have a little bit of laryngitis or a cold or a sore throat? What's the issue?
You know, I woke up a little bit of sore throat this morning. But, you know, I don't know what it is. It's just that time of the year, you know.
You should have had a little bit of tea with honey in it.
Yes, I did some home look at some home remedies. You can have marshmallows, honey, spices. There's like different things you could do for a sore throat.
Marshmallows.
Yes, I saw that on the internet last night. I was Googling how to get rid of a sore throat, and you can use marshmallows.
Now, I wonder what it would be in marshmallows that causes a sore throat to go away.
I don't know. I think it must pull the mucus out. I don't know what it does, but I did read the whole title. But yeah, marshmallows is underneath the top 25.
Well, that's strange. So I guess if you drink hot chocolate with marshmallows in them constantly, then you'll never get a sore throat.
I don't know. It's on the top 25 home remedies, so yes. But of course, the number one thing is, of course, honey does a lot to your body.
You know, I just think hot tea with honey will clear it up because it'll open up your valves and it'll clean your throat out and you'll get you in good shape.
Yeah, it cleans the mucus out of the, it pulls the mucus out of the membrane. I guess I'm a doctor this morning.
Do you think you've got a lot of mucus in your membrane?
Yes, so. You know, I have a lot of sinus problems, I think, because I have a cyst in my cavity jaw area, and I got to get to it looked at, but I just haven't had a chance to get them looked at, and it's blocking my sinus cavity, so I got to get to it looked at.
Nothing worse than a blocked sinus cavity.
Yeah, so all that stuff just drains right out, you know.
I'm just getting old.
That's all it is.
Well, you never know. You know, the older you get, the more the health seems to go on a downswing, and that's that's not a happy Christmas thought.
No, but I'm through good spirits. Just for coming, you know, hopefully. I've never really lost my voice. I know some people would wish over the years that I did lose my voice. It's actually the first time I ever felt this way. I've been around a lot of people that have laryngitis over the last few months, but I guess I don't know what it is. I haven't lost it completely, but I have a feeling by the end of the week, it's my job is kept by talking. I think by the end of the week, I will have nothing left.
Well, you know, this has a lot to do with talking, too, so I would wonder what would happen if I would get laryngitis. This would really be a problem, because then there would just be dead air every morning.
Oh, no, we'll have to do what you call, what they do with Casey Kasem. We'll have to take your voice, and we will have to run into a mixer board, and just replay it and just edit it on the computer, like they do with Casey Kasem.
Well, but he's dead.
Well, no, but he is dead. But I'm saying we'll have to do that with your voice because you won't be able to talk.
Well, I don't know if I want my voice automated, though, because that seems to be what they do with dead people.
But it works. It sounds like he's live in the studio.
Yeah, but maybe we could just get somebody to guest host the show or something like that. I don't know if I need what they do with a dead person. See, why can't they just let the dead die? Now, God bless him, Casey Kasem worked in radio for 1,000 years. He did 1,000 countdown shows. He had a lot of fun. He was a great voiceover actor. Now, why in the world do we need to automate him for life? Can't we just let him go and say that's the past?
Well, he probably agreed to that before he passed away.
Well, he can agree to it all day long, but I think that death should, you know, that just limits you. That should take you off the air and make a position for somebody else. It's time to go. When you're dead, you've got
to
be replaced.
I think it's great to keep him alive. I disagree. I think it's great to keep him alive.
No, I think that's just taking a job away from somebody else, because if they didn't have that technology, they would have to put somebody in there to do that show. And that person would be getting paid. Now these people don't even have to pay Casey Kasem anymore, and I'm sure he commanded a big salary. He's dead. They don't have to pay him. And they don't have to pay a new person either.
Well, they probably have to pay a family for Virgil. Just like if you use any kind of music or... The family probably gets paid for that.
But I don't think they're... I would highly doubt they're paying what they paid him when he was alive. Let's just put it that way. They're saving money somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but I listen to the satellite radio all the time, and when he comes on, I listen to him all the time. I'm glad he's still on the air. Personally.
Yeah, but he's not, but that's not really him. That's the thing.
It is his original voice. They're just modifying it with different, different countdowns.
See, I don't know. I'm weird about that. I mean, I'm fine with...
So you don't like holograms either, then, I take it.
Holograms?
Yeah.
Of dead people?
Yeah, you know how they bring them back on the stage live?
No, because I don't understand that. Because, see, now here's the thing. Okay, let's say there's a famous artist out there, okay, and they perform for 30, 40 years, and they entertain people. Well, if they're going to go on forever, okay, well, when they die, we'll just get a hologram and put them up on stage. Well, then, what's the point of going to see them while they're alive? There's no difference. The music will still be there.
You're trying to tell me you're you try to tell me if they turned a hologram in we'll say Elaine Stritch or Phyllis Diller that's been on our radio station for 5 years straight.
Five and a half.
Yeah, 5 and a half, excuse me. You wouldn't go see her?
No, I wouldn't go. I really would not. I would not go see a hologram of Phyllis Diller because I would know that's not her, and I would know that was either a pre-taped performance or something that somebody in a computer room generated up. I would know that's not out of her mind, and for me, it's about meeting the real person. I don't want to interview a Phyllis Diller impersonator. It would be the same thing. They're imitating Phyllis Diller.
Not really.
Oh, go ahead. Do tell.
Well, when they do holograms or were used for Casey Kasem, for example, they use his material still.
But I'm saying when I sit down here in the morning, when Charlie sits down here in the morning in 2019, we have no real plan of what we're going to do. Like, I didn't know I was going to be having this conversation with you this morning. It's not pre-planned. So these are all things I'm saying spontaneously, and maybe they're things I've never said on the air before. Well, a dead person can't do that. That's what somebody else thinks they should be saying.
Not current stuff. You're right. Not current stuff. But I said they would use her same material that a lot of people might have forgot about or never heard it at all in their life. I'm sure Phyllis Diller had hours and hours and thousands of hours.
Right, but like, I'll give you an example. I started off the show this morning by announcing that just in, a half hour ago, Time Magazine has announced their Person of the Year as Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old climate change expert. Well, I didn't know I was going to announce that. I didn't know Time Magazine was going to announce that this morning at about 7:30. And I'm sure I've never said the name Greta Thunberg in my life before. So that was a spontaneous radio action that happened this morning, very currently. An automated Casey Kasem can't do that. But I guarantee you that had Casey Kasem been on the air and alive, he could do that. And probably would.
Well, they could do that. They could program the computer to say it later on.
But see, again, it's all choice. You know, I think somebody else making choices for a dead person's a bad idea.
Everybody has their own. I like it. I listen to it.
You know what the problem is? Let me tell you the biggest problem with this, and then I have something else to say about this. But here's the biggest problem with it. Okay, I'm Casey Kasem. I do 50 years of radio. I drop dead in my 80s, and then somebody starts automating my voice. Now they're programming things I said 50 years ago, or maybe they're even coming up manipulating my voice, like you said, to say the name Greta Thunberg. Well, maybe I wouldn't have wanted to say the name Greta Thunberg. Maybe something I did 50 years ago when I wanted as good, I would not want people to hear again. But I'm dead. I don't get to make that choice anymore. And people out there listening, there's new people born every day. They might not know that I'm dead. They might think that that's really me. I don't like that. Forget it.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
Well, like I said, I'm sure that he had a contract saying before he passed. I'm sure he probably agreed to it, I'm sure.
I don't know.
If you won't agree to it, that's fine. Because he is dead.
There was a big fight over Casey Kasem's estate, so I think somebody else did that. But I am getting word here this morning. This is the other thing I wanted to that you.
Oh, are you getting a word? Are you getting your piece?
No, it's not on my side, to be honest. No, it doesn't really have to do with that. But I am getting a word that that if I die, and you need a guest host for this show, that Bailey will be glad to do it.
Absolutely, she'll be a good one.
Now, see, there you go. You just said you wanted to automate me, and now you're saying she'll be good to replace me.
No, I never said I was going to automate you. I asked if you wanted to be automated. You said no.
Well, you said that if I lose my voice with laryngitis, we'll just have to automate you like Casey Kasem.
Oh, I just offered that up. But you said no, you didn't want that. So I can't go against your wishes.
Well, that's right. Mark that down. But no. I don't know if we can have somebody take over the show.
Well, maybe she does a good job. She's a co-host every so often, and she does a really good job.
Oh, she does a fantastic job. I don't deny that at all. Yeah. But, well, I don't know. I guess if I'm dead, I don't care.
Well, so you don't care if I take over your show and make your ratings go down?
No, if I'm dead, I'm gone. What do I? You can sink this thing like the Titanic. If I'm dead, what do I care?
There you go, right? Hey, I was going to tell you the famous. Does the last name start with an M? The famous Santa Claus at the White House. Because I was reading through the Facebook last night, and they were talking about the history of the White House. One of the pages popped up on my timeline, and it was reading because Christmas is coming up. I'm not going to give it away, but am I right? Does the last name start with an M?
An M?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Okay, that's what I thought. Cause I thought it was a fake page.
It was who?
I thought it was a fake page that popped up on my timeline when they were talking about the White House.
Oh, yeah.
You know how there's impeachment and all that stuff going on?
Yeah, it was not, the last name's not an M. It's a famous television personality who used to portray Santa Claus when they would light the White House Christmas tree every year, but the last name is not M.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was, because when I was popping up on my Facebook last night, you know, because they talk about all this impeachment, because Christmas is coming up, I didn't think it was correct.
So what do you think about the Person of the Year, Time Magazine's Person of the Year being Greta Thunberg?
I have no idea who that person is.
I just described it to you a few minutes ago.
Well, yeah, she's young, but the climate control, I mean,
so
we all know that.
You knew who she was?
Huh?
You knew who she was?
I didn't know who she was.
Well, you just described it to me.
Oh, that's because you just told me on the radio just a few minutes ago.
So you didn't know about her before that?
No, I did not.
Oh, God, no. She's been all over the news. You got to get off those fake news sites.
Well, you know, I'm never on really news sites. I'm just on Facebook every so often because the hours that I work. But I see there's a lot of fake news on Facebook lately.
I thought I was going to get person. I'll tell you, they said who she beat out. She beat out President Trump. She beat out Nancy Pelosi, and she beat out the Hong Kong protesters. Those were the people she beat out.
Well, good for her for being 16 years old.
Well, that's what I think. I think whether you agree with her or disagree with her, you got to be proud that this girl, 16 years of age, is out there fighting for what she believes in. Even if you disagree what she believes in, you've got to be proud that she's out there doing it.
I mean, we all know climate is cheap. Global warming coming, you know, the ice glaciers are melting faster than I can, you know, shake a stick at, if you want, per se. You know, we know that's coming. We know Armageddon's coming eventually.
No, wait a second. Now, see, you just went a step too far. Nobody said that I'll tell you, the day that Bailey takes over this show, maybe Armageddon would be coming.
Oh, that's not right. No, I'm saying, you know, we all know history repeats itself, right?
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah, so the time is coming. You know, I mean, think about it. Look at the McDonald's scheme that is going on. Everybody, a lot of these franchises they went black yesterday because of this McDonald's thing. I mean, it's totally the world's going nuts, I think.
Well, I don't know that that's a sign of Armageddon, though.
No, I was going off on a rampage, but no, the Armageddon, it's just pretty soon the North and the South will be fighting each other again. World War III will be coming again, and we'll all be fighting each other.
What a happy Christmas thought that, and God bless us, everyone.
No, on the bright side, I'm most ready for Christmas. How about you?
Well, I'm no more ready than I was the other day, but I'm pretty close as far as gifts goes. I don't have anything wrapped yet, but I'm hoping to get some of that wrapping done very soon. But I do.
I decided I'm giving everybody a gift card this year.
Well, that's okay, because I decided that the people who I have left on my list, I'm going to make homemade gifts for.
A snow globe.
A snow globe. I'm going to make everybody a homemade snow globe that they can keep in their house for years and years and years, and when they pull out their Christmas decorations, they'll think of me. Long after I'm dead. They won't have to listen to the radio to an automated voice.
Let me guess. a picture of you in there. You shake it up, the snow goes all around you.
Well, I don't know if I would do that, but I would try to find something that I know the person liked, and I would put it in the snow globe, and that way they could keep it out all year round.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah?
I have a perfect person who can teach you how to make them, though.
Who's that?
She's a friend of mine. I could call her up.
Who's
Rosie
that?
O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. Well, I
Rosie
know...
Rosie O'Donnell showed Barbara Walters how to make a snow globe.
I don't
right
know...
Online, right
I on. Don't. I don't know that you and Rosie O'Donnell are friends, but I know you wear the... I know you that you wear the same size of clothes.
Now, see? That was not very nice.
Now, who wasn't that nice for?
That was, did she not make snow globes with Barbara Walters?
She did, but also our president did not like her.
Well, he doesn't like anybody.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, he seems to like a few people.
I'm sure he wouldn't like me either. I mean...
Well, why wouldn't he like you? Because you like Rosie?
Probably so. That might be a possibility.
I'm telling you, I'm still saying this. We're getting close to 2020, and I want Barbara Walters to be the person who drops the ball this year in New York, and then she says, I'm Barbara Walters, and it's 2020.
Barbara Walters is running for president.
I don't think Barbara Walters is running for anything these days.
Yeah, especially that mugshot that I saw on the internet going around.
It wasn't a mugshot. She wasn't going off to jail.
like a picture of a that she I don't know what it was, but she was like
she went out to the grocery store, and God forbid she didn't have her makeup on. And
you both know that she does not go to the grocery store by herself.
Why doesn't Barbara Walters go to the grocery store by herself?
She either has her butler to do it, or she does the click the list, and they bring her out to her car. I mean, she lives in New York. There's no grocery store around there.
I bet you if Barbara Walters needed something, she would go down to the corner store and grab it. Why wouldn't she do that?
I don't picture that at all.
Well, there was no butler or bodyguard around her in that picture you showed me, and she's out there right in the middle of the street.
Well, I think that was Photoshop, actually.
So you don't think that was her?
No.
Somebody trying to make Barbara Walters look bad?
Absolutely.
Oh,
that's
well
what
then.
That's what you call... That's what you call tabloids that you're in all the time.
I have been in a few tabloids, but I've learned to like it. Because I figure, you know, any news is good news, I guess. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's right. That's right.
So do you think Bailey should take over this show if I happen to croak? Because you never know, I have that carotid artery problem.
How's your neck? Is your neck still killing you?
Well, it hasn't hurt again, but you know, they always say right before you go, it gets calm.
Calm before the storm.
This could be the calm before the storm.
Now, you know, they have those mobile wheels at United Healthcare that comes there. You can go get your arteries checked for like a half price. It's like you sign up for it, and all they do is just run this machine through your veins. You should check that out sometime.
Well, what if they're running that machine through my veins and they dislodge whatever is in my carotid artery and it goes to my brain and kills me?
Well, I'm sure that's the chance you take.
Well, I don't want to take that chance right now. Oh, and then, because okay. I know then you'll have an automated voice on here tomorrow. Good morning.
Absolutely.
This is Scott Spears on the Early Show here on WWGH Radio.
I'll play the helicopter because you get a lot of feedback on the helicopter. WWG
I do. People
helicopter.
Love the people love the WWGH helicopter.
That's right.
Oh,
well, yeah. Nice talking to you this morning. Bailey, if you're out there listening, good morning. And
She wants the job. She's angling for the job.
There you go.
Well,
yes. We will touch base later on.
Have fun.
I see ya.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Our morning check-in with Sean Kraft, which is always fun. I don't know. I don't think that people... I don't think you should automate people when they're dead. I mean, you know, we all have to go at some point. And I don't know about automating people on the radio. I didn't know they did that with Casey Kasem. I thought they just played his old shows. But if they're automating him, I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if they should get holograms up on stage. I'm not sure that I like that. Anyway, what do you think? We have a few minutes left here. 740-383-9944. Do you agree with any of this? I know they tried to hologram in Elvis a few years ago. I don't know if that went over well or not. Maybe some people liked it. If it's not the real person up there, I don't understand going. Just put on a CD at home or something. That's why we tape everything at this station. If you want to hear something that was done years ago, just listen to the tape. You'll hear it. You don't have to automate me to where I'll go on forever. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about that? Automation and so on and so forth. That's the topic du jour this morning here on the morning program. I'm so glad that we have recorded everything on this station over the years, because there have been some really fun moments. I did not get to tell you why December 11th is an important date, and I don't have time to do it in the next minute and a half, so I'm not going to get into that. But does anybody have any answers to any of the trivia questions? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you. That's the fun of this show, hearing from you out there in the listening audience. By the way, don't forget the Charlie Evers Show this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m., airs tonight and on Sunday nights at that time, 6:10 to 7 p.m., and that's always a great thing to listen to. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We are in the holiday spirit. Remember, you can email Santa Claus, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579, the only way to do it. And Bailey wants this chair. Well, maybe she'll have it one day. We're going to take a break, come back with much more on the other side of this short but important timeout.
The keys on Hallie's seventh floor will be looking for you to turn the keys. He keeps track of Santa's sack and treasure house with wind-up things that Santa brings.